Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Now on Triple M Footy.
Too strong, too good.
This is the Midweek Rub.
That is just brilliant.
How do you like those apples?
Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Triple M Footy Midweek Rub, exclusive on the Listener app. Here with Joey, Damo, Daisy and Duck. G'day, gents. Good to all be here, considering, unfortunately, we're in lockdown once again.
Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it? A bit flattening for anyone out there, and I'm sure you boys agree. It's hard, isn't it? You go through your little ebbs and flows on how you feel. A lot of people doing it tough out there, so keep your chins up and remember, reach out if you're not feeling so good, because I tell you what, it is very flattening at the minute in Victoria.
And do yourself a favour and listen to this show, because we will uplift your spirits single-handedly, one and all, so you're most welcome for what's going to happen in the next half hour.
That's the right approach there, Daze. But yeah, you're right. The fact that we've all been through it to a point last year, knowing what that was like, each and individually, and then knowing and fearing what is to lie ahead, it's obviously engulfing everyone's lives, and from a footy perspective, which is the reason we're here, there's a massive unknown in that perspective too, Joey.
So luckily for the time being, we have footy, which is good, and we'll get to all your footy news after the break, because there is, as always, plenty happening and we want to get the latest. But what is your go-to, Duck, in lockdown? Is there a TV show or a series, or I don't mean what sort of spirits you go to? But
Godfather of Harlem is...
Yes, you mentioned that one. Haven't started that yet.
Yeah, going very well, and they're just coming out weekly at the moment.
Right.
So I'm very up to date there.
Yep.
I tell you what I did watch, Making Their Mark for the first time the last couple of days during lockdown. Very, very good, I thought. Gave great insight. I don't know, have you guys watched it?
I watched the first couple of episodes, and then I sort of lost track.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I must admit, I couldn't turn it off.
I watched
it till the end. I thought it was quite good.
Mm.
Enjoyed it. I fell in love with Nick Nat.
Yep.
Good guy.
Yep.
Ripper.
Days, anything you're watching?
No, I'm just more your stock standard sports and Sky Racing 1, Sky Racing 2, Sky Racing World, Racing.com. Yeah. Responsibly, of course, but that's the one
trackside.
Thing that, trackside, if you can get that
trackside.
Up.
Trackside,
just keeping myself entertained from sort of 10 a.m. through to 1 a.m.
You, Damo, you were sitting down and watch a TV series, Top of Man.
I had a disaster.
Hey, 60 minutes.
Four corners.
Landline.
Media watch.
No, I had a disaster last night, seeing you ask me, Joey. I've late to the party on Ray Donovan. It was on Stan.
Yeah.
Went to resume where I was in it. I think I'm up to series 4 something.
Yeah.
Gone. Disappeared. Don't know where it's got to.
They've taken Stan.
And I went on to every other thing I subscribed to. Cannot find it anywhere. Went back to Stan. It's a disaster.
So they've taken Ray Donovan off Stan.
Yeah. Well, they did on my devices.
That's because it's so long ago, Ray Donovan.
Maybe it is.
I watched Ray Donovan about 7 years ago.
It was my way to get to sleep each night, and gone. So I need to find a new plan B.
Well, if anyone does know out there that's listening, just... text in. What do we do?
Triple M Footy.
Triple M Footy.
I'm social.
Please find it for me.
Send your number, Damo.
Send us a fax. 03.
Yeah. Lucky me, the NBA playoffs are on, so that's getting me through. Big game too today, the Lakers. So that was a beauty. Hey, but after the break, Damo, we want to get all the footy news, because there's plenty happening. Before we do that, Daisy, you've been bringing plenty to the table the last few weeks.
Daisy's hero of the round.
I love the Enrique Iglesias song there. Can I say that?
That doesn't surprise me. So the hero this week, and I'm not sure if you watched the Carlton v Sydney game, but a young girl got kicked the footy up in the stands, and she ended up with it in her lap. And just the way she cared for that football, her mum took a photo, the old man did the right thing, ripped it out of her hands and threw it back into the field of play. So it was a really nice moment. But then the Sydney Swans, they're my hero of the week. They then found that girl, brought her down to training, got her, and it does have a little asterisk, this one, got her down to training, gave her a signed ball. She got to meet, she sat down with Isaac Heaney, who's her favourite player. Yep. Buddy was there, he came across, shook hands. They signed the ball for her, everything great. The only thing, the asterisk, they gave her a Sharon Liebert.
Oh no.
Real old school.
Like a real cheap one. Straight up shit one from Kmart.
It's COVID. It's COVID 19 times though, Dave.
Mate. Sydney Swans. And it was the beautiful Indigenous ball that she was stroking for her Indigenous round, and she got the red, bland Liebert. So well done for them. It's a beautiful gesture. But come on,
Sydney. I can't believe you picked up on that.
Come on, Swans.
But
very
she wouldn't even know what that means. That don't destroy
a bit
moment.
Different in the old days, Duckman. We used to get the 4 days and we used to get the footies behind the goals. Then we would nick off and run.
Correct. Oh, you used to do that at Icon Park. Kick a few on the roof on the way out and pick them up on the way through.
That's the one good thing about playing games down at Ballarat. When they kick the balls over the back,
they're
the little
gone.
Kiddies.
Yeah, off the very good. Hey, after this, plenty of footy news, particularly through this COVID period. We'll get it all up to date with Damo on Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub.
This is the Midweek Rub.
Did you guys ever captain? Oh, no, but I did anyway.
Triple M rocks footy.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub. Of course, it's exclusive on the Listener app also. Damo, time for your footy news, and we have to start with the COVID fixture. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, as we know, we've now got a set of matches, six of them in totality, given there were six teams having a bye. For round 12, it took until late on Tuesday evening to even bed down the Friday night game, which is extraordinary just in isolation to just ponder that, given it's 1-3. It's the big game. It's been moved from where it was scheduled, from Alice Springs into the Giants Stadium. But look, it's beyond round 12. It's an unknown again, as it was beyond round 11. There's no one can guarantee what it looks like from here on in. And without wanting to be too doom and gloom about it, the AFL is now preparing for all contingencies. The positive aspect, Duck and guys, is from the hub perspective, is that Gillon McLachlan has sent a video to all 900 players overnight saying that it is their last resort to go into a hub style of operation that they had last year. Now, there will still have to be, and already has been, a hub of sorts for some clubs for 2, 3, sometimes 4 weeks. That will almost certainly have to apply for the remainder of 2021. But there's some comfort in that. But the unknown and the uncontrollable aspect is if New South Wales shuts its borders, as other states have done to Victoria, it's game on when it comes to what could happen by way of jeopardy.
Yeah, look, and you're right. The fact that it's so fluid and it changes all the time, what we're talking about now could change tomorrow. I'm glass half full. I believe, now clearly we're going into lockdown for a little bit longer, but I don't think that this is going to last. I think it'll be a 3-week getaway for these players. And let's be honest, if you're going to get out of Melbourne, this is a perfect time to get out of Melbourne and get to the sunnier states. And during this time, Sydney's absolutely beautiful. We know Perth, we know Brisbane and Gold Coast. So, you know what? Enjoy it.
It's not as simple as that, though, Duck, because of the state border restrictions. But
they're already there.
They're already there, but they've got to get back at some stage if we're not going to go into hubs permanently. And other players from other states have restrictions on getting in and getting out. Because, again, without wanting to weigh down too much with the detail, which everyone's dealing with, even the Queensland situation, if they're in contact, as the Suns were with Geelong some weeks ago, there's a 12-14-day requirement for them to act like a Melburnian when it comes to the requirements in quarantining.
A few of your journo mates have already just sort of shipped off up north to try and keep their finger on the pulse.
Yeah. Mad if they haven't, yes.
Are you going to follow that sort of...
Went down that path last few days, and I'm a bit like the players at the moment. The thought of doing it is not something that's going to immediately jump
not keen
into
on driving
mind.
The buses around
for
Gillon.
Are you concerned about how this will affect the season in regards to sort of the integrity and the pureness of a team winning the flag this year? Do you think it sort of affects the game again this year? We know last year some said it was the greatest premiership ever because of the hub. Do you subscribe to that again this year, or is it different?
I'll put a firm wait and see on that. I think at the minute I'm a bit like Duck. I'm just fingers crossed that it's a 3-week sort of setup. We all get on top of it, and then for the time being, the season can resume as it would have gone. So it is a little bump in the road. I don't think at the minute you can, if a team now goes on a bad run, say a Melbourne who's not going to be in their home state and then goes on like a zip and three run, I don't think you can blame wholly and solely what's happening on that. So teams now, they've had a little bit of a taste of what they need to do and how they need to approach it. So I think you probably can't go down that road just yet.
Just yet, yeah, and I agree with that. Joey, the difference if we are to go into a lockdown period from a competition perspective is last year it was after round one, and every club, even if you lost in round one, still had hope on what was to lie ahead. That's why I think there were the big reason there was no asterisk on the ultimate premier. If we're to go into a lockdown again and stop the competition for a period of time, upon resumption, there are clubs that don't have that hope with regard to performance and outcome, and that to me puts a question mark on integrity with motivation, with even team selection, with obviously results of games, which impact on ladder, impact even on national draft selection order, impact on how a team gets to a premiership possibility. So again, we might have been jumping the gun to your points there, but that ultimately, and I can tell you now, those conversations are being had. They're being had by the AFL, they're being had by the clubs that have put themselves into winning positions after the 11 rounds.
I couldn't agree more, Damo. I think you're spot on. I think that after round 11, I think we've already got a gulf between the top sort of six or seven teams that we think are legitimate and the bottom 10, let's be honest, this year. They haven't been competitive and there's a big gap. I think it'll fall in the too hard basket for a lot of those teams that don't think this is their year where they can either make finals, challenge for a flag. It might incline some players that maybe are a bit sore duck to say, well, this year is not the year. I'll just get myself cherry ripe for next season. Some clubs might be thinking that way. And it does affect a lot of things because the teams that are keen to win at Brisbane and Port and Melbourne, the Bulldogs that haven't won one, they will be as hungry as ever. Mm. But I'm just concerned about the gulf between the teams that are really competitive and the teams that have, you know, don't think this is their year.
I acknowledge what you're saying, but for me, I think there's very few players at each club that actually feel safe 100% of the time. I reckon the rest of the list feels vulnerable. And your performance then for your next contract and so on and so on. I think that and self-pride, I think that comes into it. So I think that counteracts what you're saying, or I hope so anyway.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't, I agree. Then it just looks messy and it's just not, wouldn't even be worth tuning in. But for that reason, I think people and players, individual players, remain hungry.
Yeah. So still a fair bit to play in, and we don't even know what it's going to look like next week. So we'll keep, I'm sure the conversation will keep going. Damo, the mid-season draft is tonight. Tell us a little bit about that. But just my first thought is, what happens to those players that do get drafted that have come out of like local footy or, you know, they've been working probably? Will they have to spend a period of time away from the AFL group they get drafted to tonight? Because, you know, the AFL players have all been in a bubble sort of thing in COVID quarantine restrictions or whatever.
Joey, it's a question I have not even pondered until you've raised it. And I'm just wading through it quickly on the run. I would think they wouldn't be able to
wait.
Yeah, at least it's 14 days, I would think, to get the clearance on their own test. Unless the clubs who've been scouting these players have got them to do that, at least to get their test back result to start the process. But it's a good point. That may even be delayed even further than round 12 as it is.
But they've been being tested all the way along. And then they go over there and they've been living under different restrictions to us before that as well. So,
but not not the players that get drafted tonight.
Oh, sorry.
I'm talking about the mid-season players. Sorry. So the first kid that'll get drafted has been playing at Sandringham. Joking, he wouldn't have been anywhere under any, he probably hasn't even been tested at all.
Yeah,
you know,
hypothetically. Okay, that makes sense.
So, interesting.
It's a good point.
Draft,
we'll just add two more weeks to their potential AFL debuts. Yeah. But a little bit of skullduggery too from the Hawthorn perspective, isn't there? They're going to take, by all reports, and I rely on my information on this space to Cal Toomey, and the fact they've cleared some space and got James Sicily onto the long-term injury list, even though he told us that on Triple M Footy on the weekend or two weekends ago. They've only made that official yesterday. They've got room for two players and one player's put a price on his head, which should price him out of the market for everyone else. And look, well done. They're not doing anything that's illegal,
but it's
a nice little loophole they've managed to latch onto.
Just quick one. Dreamtime at Optus Stadium. You believe it could almost be a sellout?
Yeah, as we speak, it's nearing 50,000 tickets sold. They only opened up the sales yesterday on it. Capacity 60,156, I think, to be absolutely exact. With 3 days to go before the game, there's now no reason they can't get that capacity crowd and even make it a crowd record at that venue, which is currently held by the 2018 prelim final, Melbourne and West Coast, of 59,000 something. So yeah, it could be a very momentous occasion,
and fascinating to hear the crowd because how many neutrals will be there? So you know the ball, the deliberate out of bounds. Who will they actually be going for? Fascinating. By the way, it deserves to be a capacity crowd because these two clubs, Essendon, obviously are flying along. I think just so much young talent, and we know what Richmond have done.
Just quickly, lastly, Daisy, just reminded me. Any update on the Jeff Brown situation? Anything more you want to add? I know Duck's a bit over it, but it's now been announced that he will challenge. What's the update?
He put his hand up last night.
He did. Public. He's gone public with what he's been saying privately.
Yep.
He's a backroom operator, as we've long said. The fact he's now put the name publicly to the plan. He will get there.
Is this the wheels in motion, though? Is this the wheels in motion for something happening in the next couple of weeks?
Yes, this is exactly what that is. And he wants the ball to fall on its sword. I don't expect that to happen, which will then get it to the extraordinary general meeting phase.
Oh, very good. Always plenty of news, and we'll keep up to date with it all over the next few weeks. Up next, though, we're going to have a duck dive quick five.
This is the Midweek Rub.
A little bit of a Tony Deliberatore there, Baz.
Triple M Rocks Footy.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub, and it's now time for this.
On the Midweek Rub, it's time for Duck Dive.
I'm good from the waist down.
Quick Five.
Okay, Duck Dive Quick Five. Probably not my best questions, but we'll have a go at it anyway.
No, sell it hard, Jim.
Is it better
than the Zooper Duper question?
Yeah, I've got the Zooper Duper question welcome. Covered. Nathan Buckley's game style in recent weeks. Cool. He thinks that the club like the brand and that the players are confident in it. We know it's competitive, but it's boring. What do you think of the way Bucks has got his team playing in recent weeks?
Oh, I think you summed it up in one word, boring. Don't like it at all.
So would you rather a team be boring but competitive or playing a bit more footy how you would ideally like to play and a bit more free-flowing but maybe get beaten by a little bit more?
Well, and by the way, this is just an opinion.
Yeah,
Bucks
that's
is a coach,
yep.
I'm not. But in terms of what I think they should be doing, they should be finding out exactly how much talent they've got and letting players play. Let's see what they can do. Let's throw it around a little bit and let's see how much talent they've actually got on the list rather than playing this crap. It's crap. It's crap to watch.
Yep.
And you seriously, you put a glass eye to sleep.
It's very structured and robotic, isn't it, Daze?
And it is, but I just question how many games you can win playing in that fashion regardless.
Well, you're not going to win.
You can't, in the modern day, you can't get a ball to the centre as they do, like a good look. They finally go through the corridor and the bloke's first option, instead of looking forward to inside 50 where you have to go to score the goals, they go laterally.
And then the last quarter, then they say, okay, now we'll take the game on a little bit. And then they get within their 15 points or 10 points like they did last week, which, by the way, Geelong weren't much better.
No. They played down to, we were calling that game.
They dragged it.
What
right
if you back. Take away the aesthetics, and I agree with you, it's part of it, but let's take them away. The week earlier, they lost by 1 point to Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, they lost to the last year's grand finalist who was tracking to make another grand final, Geelong, by 10 points.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if they want people to turn up, and clearly Collingwood people aren't turning up to watch them, and that's their own supporters, if they want people to watch them, they've got to play a better brand than that.
You look at the way Essendon are going about it, another team outside the eight, it's chalk and cheese.
The Crows are playing.
Correct. Yep. You go there and there's some sort of excitement and belief that if you win this game, you could win by five or six goals, not score five or six goals for the entirety of the match.
Correct. And whether you agree with what Carlton are doing or not, and clearly they're not winning, but I tell you what, I enjoy watching them.
Speaking of the Bombers, and we'll get into the game between Essendon and Richmond after the break, but, Duck, do you think that it'll be about 6,200 days by the time September comes around? Do you think this can be the year Essendon could win a final?
Ooh. Yes.
You think they can win a final this year?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Who gets out of the eight in order for them to get in order for that to happen?
I still think Sydney vulnerable. I don't know why. And they keep proving me wrong and they keep chalking up wins, but I still think they're the vulnerable team in the eight.
Yep. So it's a nice little fixture change for them to play St Kilda at the SCG, because I reckon St Kilda at Marvel, I know they're going pretty ordinary, but they have the capability to beat the Swans, but I think that swings it in the Swans' favour a long way. Next question. Do you think this West Coast Eagles playing group are done from challenging for a flag? Oh. They've been slowly on the decline since the 2018 Premiership. They then won a final in 2019, didn't win a final last year, and are now just hanging around a top eight spot this year.
I'm not prepared to put a line through the Eagles just yet. I haven't looked at the draw. I don't know exactly how many home games
we don't know what it's going to look like
either. And let's be honest, they haven't handled the hub well last year. But there's just too much talent on their list for me to ride them off. And they've still got some quality to come back in. Yo will be better for the run. So I'm not prepared to write the Eagles off. I still think they could get on a roll and string some wins together and certainly challenge for the flag.
They sort of confuse me a bit at the minute, because you go through their team, and we spoke about last week, where do your goals come from when you go into a match? Where's your ability to kick 10, 12 goals? On paper, their side is as good as anyone, but they're just not gelling as well as they should. Probably put down to their back line. They are a team that likes to turn it over in the back line and run and gun from there. So Hearn being out, McGovern being out for large portions has hurt them a lot. But to your point, there's so much talent.
Yeah.
When you've got Kennedy Darling, chucking Flying Ryan down
Oscar
there.
Allen.
There's too much talent there and there's too much potential to score for you to ever write them off, I think.
If you were coach of St Kilda, what would you do with Brad Hill?
Oh, well, right now, I think six touches he had on the weekend. And they've obviously tried to put him to half back, and he's had some really good games. The problem that they have is they just don't have anyone underneath putting pressure on to come in, and they've got such a big injury list But I just reckon you've got to back him up.
Yep.
And the senior players, we've all been there. The senior players have got to get around him and try to get him some confidence. As Dennis Pagan used to say, you can't just go down Tuckle Street, son, and buy a jar of confidence. But he clearly needs some. And yeah. I know he's had a period where he was actually going okay, but I think that maybe just covered up some of the deficiencies and how he really is feeling about his form.
If he gets dropped, do you think that's just ends the conversation for a little bit though? Then he isn't the, he's untouchable, we can't drop him, we'll just keep backing him. Because sometimes you don't want to be dropped, but it is the best thing. The end, you go back, you play well, you are class above at the next level.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, no one's undroppable. Like I said, I watched Making Their Mark the last couple of days, and to see Cornelio, what he went through last year when he was dropped, I mean, so anyone can be dropped. And if that's what's best for the team and best for him to get some confidence. And the other thing that you've got to remember is that the VFL, they're not playing at the moment.
No, that's right.
Well,
that's
then you probably don't drop him.
You're not getting any form. He's not getting any confidence by sitting on the couch.
Well, if that's the case right now, you don't drop him because he's still a valuable asset. His best, what he could do on potential, is better than the 23rd bloke you're going to bring into.
I think the one thing we haven't seen that they might be able to try is I would, for a couple of weeks, try him as a small forward. Use his speed to actually just create a bit of mayhem. He's not getting the ball as a wingman or a halfback, really. Just try something different. Let him just use his speed to get involved in the game in other ways. I know he's not a tackle machine, but you don't have to be a tackling machine as a small forward. You just got to put some pressure on. Maybe something like that where it just relieves a bit of pressure and try something else. But yeah, they need to get him going because they're paying a lot of money for a guy that at the moment is underperforming. Hey, just a couple of quick ones. We sort of got your thoughts already on it, but with the hub. How would you cope when you played if you did a 3-month hub interstate? It sounds like you would have loved it. Would you have thrived in a hub in front? But you're confined. Going out and about. No, you're confined to a hotel.
Struggle.
How would you go?
No, struggle.
Yep.
I think that's why the players, because they're under different restrictions. So it would be very, very hard. And look, there are a lot of people out there, we've already said it, that aren't working at all. So these players are privileged.
Yes.
They've still got a job and they're still working. But to answer your question personally, I would have struggled, yes.
And last question, this is for all of you. If teams are to go in a 3-week hub, like we're speaking about, Damo, and they are allowed to get out and about in the community because we don't have the COVID restrictions in the other states, which state for the next 3 weeks would you pick to go to? All of you, out of Sydney, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Perth, maybe Adelaide. You love Adelaide.
Yeah.
Which state would you choose to go to for a 3-week sort of hiatus this time of year to play footy?
I think Sydney. You can fly under the radar a little bit.
Sydney?
And there's plenty of little pockets you can get lost.
Damo?
My favourite part of Australia is Sunshine Beach, that little pocket of land just on the other side of Noosa. So that's where I'd be heading, Joey, there for 3 weeks.
It's a good one.
Are you thinking about the surf?
Yeah, I was thinking about the surf, and then I was thinking about the sharks in Perth, so I got scared on that. Probably Sydney. They've got a bit of everything. They're beautiful beaches around Bronte, Bondi.
Oh, yeah.
It's the icebergs. I'm not sure if you're allowed to go there, but... The mash there, mashed potato there, best in the world.
So where are you saying?
I'm going to Icebergs in Sydney.
Sydney. I've always had a thing for Perth. For 3 weeks, going to Perth this time of year and playing a bit of footy over there.
Cottesloe, Joey?
Probably Cottesloe, around there.
Stay at Crown. It's only...
I'd have to stay with my teammates. We'd all stay together in whatever hub we're in. We're playing footy in a hub.
Right.
We're not saying we're holidaying. We're playing footy, but it's...
I misread that.
Still stay at Crown.
Hey, after this, we'll have a look at this weekend's games, couple of beauties, and we'll take a look back at our certainties from last week.
This is the Midweek Rub.
I've studied the form for 81 days, and the answer is we've got no idea.
Triple M rocks footy.
This has been Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub, exclusive on the Listener app, and it's now time to take a look back at our certainties from last week. And, boys, 4 from 4. No beers this week. Daisy, you get the points, though, because you took Melbourne to beat the Western Bulldogs. Game of the year. You took that as your certainty. You were all over it.
I didn't know that. I obviously said it, but then I bet one of my mates a bottle of wine and took the Bulldogs, so... So I lost, but I won.
Okay. Right. So anyway,
you're right. To your point, I'm a real pundit.
Damo, you knew Carlton's misery would continue. But once again, no surprise, Carlton were competitive for 3 quarters, but happened to get beat by about 20-odd points.
And that's unfortunately the way of life for Carlton. They don't do anything that we don't expect them
just
to
quickly,
do.
Just quickly, do you think Carlton are close or are they far away?
No, I think they're close. Like I said, I thought they could play finals footy this year. They're clearly not going to do that. But they've been... All of the games they've lost, believe it or not, the average, guess what they lost on the weekend? 22 points, and that's the average losing margin, the seven games that they've lost now.
I just want to be surprised by them once to actually go, wow, you know, they did win that game. I didn't expect them to win.
Yeah.
When they get themselves into a position where they could.
Yeah. And then I took the Gold Coast to beat the Hawks at the neutral venue, the SCG, so that was a good one. You took the Lions to beat the GWS Giants. The Lions were awesome.
Yeah, and I'm going to go, can I start off this week?
Yeah, of course you can, Duck. Let's go. Which game you want to go to?
I'm going to say Melbourne to beat the Lions.
Ooh. You're certainly Melbourne to beat the Lions. Love it.
Giant Stadium.
Tell us why.
Because I think Melbourne like Giant Stadium. I think they've played there during the hub period and they don't mind it.
Shee whiz.
All the reasons.
And that's way better.
I was expecting a bit more detail than that.
And they're obviously going very well.
That's true.
And I think that, I just think the Lions are flying.
Yep.
The Demons are flying. But the D's will win.
I tell you, the one good thing about no crowds on the weekend was hearing that Melbourne defence and how organised they were coming through the effects marks. They were unbelievable. Yep. You see how well set up they are when there are crowds.
Well, that's why I probably
are superb. Yeah.
That's why I have to agree with you. The Western Bulldogs apparently were the offensive juggernaut coming into the weekend, and Melbourne, a good defence will always beat a good offence. Brisbane have been the number one scoring team over the last 7 weeks. You reckon Melbourne will shut that down?
May and Lever have been incredible.
Yeah. Very good. Damo, what game would you like to have as your certainty this week?
I'm going to do what Daisy did last week and go for the Bombers over the Tigers over there in the Dreamtime on Saturday night.
You're on the Bombers bandwagon.
Yeah, I am. I'm a big convert.
That's a big
really like it. I just like what they're doing. I think they're doing it with energy, and the Nankervis unavailability on top of all the other problems they've had. I know they've got a lot of good players back last week, and Edwards could come back this week as well, but I just feel they're just off their game. It required Jack Riewoldt to produce one of the all-time great marks and then to have one of the all-time great 10 minutes of football for them to get over the line against Adelaide last week. I think the exposed form says Bombers.
Yeah, I like the Bombers too. Like the Bombers?
I do like the Bombers. I think that's going to be a red-hot contest. And as we said, hopefully full house over there. If you can and will go along, please do.
Absolutely. Are you going to have next pick, Daisy? What do you want
to take?
I'm going to
take the Pies.
Some good games. The Pies to beat the Crows.
The
Pies.
You just spent 10 minutes bagging them.
Here's my logic.
Where's that being
played, by the way?
Adelaide Oval. They're going to fly in, fly out for it. Right. They travel well. Bucks against the wall. I reckon Bucks just grabs the game plan and says, this isn't working. Let's try something completely different. If you get it, because the Crows will scout for what they've seen so far. If the Pies throw something completely different at them, it's very hard to stop on the fly. 4 or 5 goals up at halftime, hang on.
Now, will you, as you did last week when you said Melbourne on this show would beat the Bulldogs, change your opinion on another platform the Crows beating the Pies?
No, I stand by that. I honestly just think that's what will happen, and that's what has to happen, because if they go over and serve up the same junk they did on the weekend, they probably lose.
That's a good one. All right, I'm going to take Carlton to beat the West Coast Eagles as my certainty. I just think the Blues, we know, have got the capability to score. They will have a game where they will blow a team out of the water, and we'll all sit there and go, this is what we've been thinking they can deliver all year. I don't think they've really done it yet, but I reckon they're close. And I just feel maybe this might be the week. They're staying at the SCG where they played last week.
Right.
I've got a gut feel. They might just take the West Coast Eagles to the cleaners, and then we start having a talk about Carlton, about where's this been? Why haven't they played this way? They've got the capability. I reckon they'll beat the Eagles.
Clearly at the SCG, centre clearance, so. I mean, it's important everywhere. But
good point. More, didn't think about that, Nick Natnui.
More so at the SCG.
The awkward is we could sit here next week, though, and they get beaten by 10 goals, and we wouldn't really be that surprised.
No, that's right. We would.
So yes, they could win by 10, but they also have the ability to lose.
I'll be tipping the Eagles, by the way.
Okay. All right. Well, let's have it. We could all go zip and four with our certainties next week.
Yep.
Or we could look like geniuses and go 4 and zip. But whichever way, it's going to be a fascinating weekend of footy. Thanks for joining us, guys. Another great episode. And, of course, in lockdown this week, you can listen every game on Triple M. But it starts with the Friday night huge clash between Melbourne and the Brisbane Lions. 6 p.m. with Howie Das, Chief, Nath Brown, Damien Barrett, Nash Chua. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it all again next Wednesday.
Shut up. The footy's on Triple M.
Triple M rocks footy.